Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, this is podcast Red News podcast 162, and I'm here on my own today. It's just before the West Ham game, and Barney's not bothered to come up, and Nick, it's his wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Nick. So he's not allowed to be here either. So it's me holding the fort once again for Red News. But for the first time in forever... No, but we've not sat together. For the first time in forever, my dad is with me and he's going to be watching the game with us and sat together. Like, is that, you've had tickets a few times over the years, haven't you?
I certainly have.
But,
season ticket holder, etc.
Yeah, but... it's the first time in a long time that we've watched the game together, so that'll be nice. So, you say you used to go a lot before I ruined your life and stopped
you. Yeah, you came along and that was it.
So, what? So, just tell us about your United history.
Right. Probably started when I was about five. My dad brought me right to the front of United Road. Can't remember what the game was. Actually, can't remember being here, but there we go. Went for a long time after that, a long time, until, like I say, Nathan turned up and then Ryan turned up, and that ruined my life as an ardent Red. Follow them, of course, but
you've been to all the finals and
I've been to quite a few finals, and you know, the old Wembley stuff like that, all the good days, the famous game against it was that famous, I've forgotten. I'll think about it in a minute. The Barcelona game.
Okay.
Where we stuffed them.
Yeah. So what would be your number one moment
that
live?
That was the best. Yeah. The best atmosphere, and I'm sure a lot of people on here will agree with me, if they're old enough, like what I am.
Nice. So what are your thoughts now, like this season, and what do you think of Eric?
Eric's good. He's getting there. And as long as he don't bring Maguire back today, we'll be fine.
Yeah. Who else have you liked this season?
I very much like Anthony.
Yeah.
Even though he runs around in circles. he reminds me a bit of Andrei Kanchelskis. But maybe not as many tricks.
Yeah.
Was Andre?
Yeah.
He just went for it.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a good game of football. Mm-hmm. The Tottenham game was like, oh my god, we're back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying we're back, but
we all said that was the best.
It was just
seen
the best I've
time.
Seen in a long, long time. Yeah. Now it's. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, it should be good. Yeah. Have you got any predictions?
I'd go 3-0.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've not seen the team yet.
What about you?
I think we should win. I think it's... I don't think it'll be easy, but I do think we'll win. I think, obviously, it depends on the team. But yes. I'd like Garnacho looked good the other night. I don't know if it means he'll get another start today, but he looked
bright. It'd be nice if we replace Sancho, because Sancho's not been
well,
the best.
Well, we said that. He's not been... And Garnacho was running at people and stuff, so...
Yeah, that's what you want.
Well, it was his perfect audition, wasn't it, to get a place again, but whether he gets it today or not, I don't
know.
He'll
be on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
So. And it's the 85th anniversary, do you know that?
Of
United having someone from the youth settle.
Oh, right, yeah.
In the first team squad.
Yeah.
And it's the first time. They probably won't do it today, and you won't.
But, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I think.
All right.
But, so we'll have we'll do a quick one after... Hopefully to celebrate a thrilling victory. But yeah, so thank you to everyone who buys the mag, and we'll speak to you after. Goodbye. Hello again. This is straight after the game. We've just wandered over to the dockyard.
Cheers.
For a quick pint. Cheers. Well, that was hard work, wasn't it?
Bloody hell, wasn't it? What can you say? They gave them all the ball in the second half. First half was all right, I guess. But, you know, they made it hard.
Yeah.
I think Mr. De Gea needs a medal.
Yeah, some of those, especially towards the end of the game, it was So he made some very good saves.
A bit arse twitching. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, all right, say what you want.
No,
there's a lot worse been said.
I could imagine.
But yeah, like, I think, again, Rashford scoring with his head was, what to say, that's, he's scored two in two with his head.
No one would have stopped that. Not even De Gea.
Well, probably not.
He probably would have done that, actually.
But
Dave,
he's, I think he's coming back into his own, like, he obviously, like we said before, like, as good-hearted as he was over the last few years, he's been distracted.
Yes.
And you can't blame him for that, I think.
He looked like he had a bit of passion back.
Especially the last few games, like, that's, like I say, two and two heading. I don't know if that's something he's working on, because we've said that he's brilliant going forward, but he's not an out-and-out striker, and one of the things you need to do that is...
He's head the ball.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was good. Martinez, again, is brilliant.
Yeah.
Every time. What was it you said before?
If he was in the Argentinian army, when in the Falklands, they would have won.
He's brilliant.
No, he is good.
Nick put something in the group at the time, and he said, I don't want to get carried away, but I think that Martinez is the greatest footballer ever. So I'm going to save that, because the number of times that he's come back at me, for early on in Wan-Bissaka's career at United, I said, he doesn't think that I said this, but I said he's one of the best tacklers of the ball I've ever seen. And he was, and Nick now tries to...
Then he went shit.
Yeah, but Nick always tries to jump on me every time now, so I'm putting that in there.
Never mind.
Just for in a few months' time, if Martinez goes shit,
enough of yours and
it's
Nick's
there.
Personal life.
What else? Ericsson is great.
Yes, good cross. Very good cross.
That was a really good cross. I think he sees things that no one else sees on the pitch, and I think that's something that we've missed for a long time.
Yeah, bit of creativity.
But I think he's allowed to do that because we've got Casemiro there just being great.
Yes.
And it just, like, I think it's like with when he was at Real Madrid, he'll do that, and he allows Cruz to do, Cruz and Modric to make those passes. And that's what Eriksen is. And I think we just need that, you know, like, and I think Bruno is allowed to do more. And I think,
That second
Casemiro.
Half,
and I think they just started sitting back.
But that's not our game at the moment.
No, but is that because they're not as confident at the back because Maguire was playing?
Shit again.
I don't know if he was shit, but I think it just, I think there's just less confidence in the whole.
He was predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that it just The last few months has been great because we've had Varane and Martinez, and it just allows everyone else to not have to worry.
Mm.
And it's just that little bit of doubt with him being there. And you don't want to pick on one person.
But.
I think Shaw was good again, like going forward.
Shaw was brilliant.
I think Dalot was good. Yeah. And I think there was a few times where he was last ditch heading away. Yes. Like, I'd give man of the match to either him or De Gea, to be fair.
I think De Gea, he saved our bacon. It could have been 4-1.
It could have been. I think one thing, it was interesting that there was no Antony, whether that is linked to what happened the other week, the other day, which I still think got totally blown out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was, no one would have kicked off about that if Robbie Savage hadn't gone on about it.
Robbie Savage is a tosser.
Yes.
We all know that.
Yeah. But whether he's injured or I don't know, but
maybe he's just giving.
But
it
I think
rest.
Yeah, but
play him at Sociedad. Is it Sociedad?
Yeah.
Play
but play. I think that was one thing we were Alanga. I don't think he's all right, but we were lacking something down that side. We had no creativity down that side, and I think that showed. But I don't know. We'll see.
We didn't have much on the bench, really, did we?
Not really. I think McTominay came on and didn't really do any, like, it didn't feel like we shored things up by bringing them two on, but
Fred wasn't.
Fred was alright.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask you about what your reaction was every time Zuma got on the ball. Everyone else in the crowd was booing.
What was your chant?
And my dad was meowing at him.
What was your chant?
He got injured, didn't he? And I was just saying, now you know how your cat feels or something. Well, yeah. So that was quite good.
Yeah.
Anything else? I don't know. Yeah. I just ended it by saying, big Dave, big save.
Big lucky.
Yeah, I think we were lucky. Think we ground it out.
Puts us above Chelsea with a game in hand on it.
I'm not sure, but I think...
Yeah.
I think just move on and then big game on Thursday.
Who's next after that?
I don't know.
I think you said, but I can't remember.
I can't. No. Have a look. Have a look.
I have to do something.
Yeah. So this is the moment of Dad looking at his phone, trying to figure out.
Just get me 52.10 out, Dick.
But it was nice to go to. It was good, wasn't it?
It was good. Yes.
It was good to go together for the first time in a long time.
After a long, long time. I think it was.
Who is it? It's someone on Sunday.
Oh, is it Sunday? Right.
It will be.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Aston Villa away.
Okay, so we've got Aston Villa. We've got them twice in a week, haven't we? Because we've got them in the league and then the League Cup.
Oh, League Cup.
We're at home next on the Thursday in the League Cup.
So there can't be that many then after that.
I think it's just Fulham and then that's it.
Right.
So, but yeah, I think.
Watch Fulham. Fulham are playing some good stuff.
It's just on to Thursday and then. We'll all be there, so the next podcast probably won't be as coherent as this one.
That's the way, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm going, aren't I?
Oh, are you going?
Yeah.
No, you didn't tell me. Never tells me anything.
So me and Nick are flying to Madrid on Wednesday, and then first thing Thursday morning getting a bus to San Sebastian, and then, yeah. Oh, so the next podcast will probably be...
San Miguel fired.
Yeah, Pinchos fueled. So really looking forward to that. And that'll do. I think, again, thank you to everyone who bought the mag. And I think we'll have some over there. Barney is obviously making me drag some in my hand luggage to sell over there. But yeah, that's that. Any final words?
No, but it's been good.
Good.
It's been excellent.
Great. All right. On to the next one.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.